This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for another Sabbath day, and we're in the School of Wisdom. And I'm thanking God for being with the people of God, being in God's church, people that obey what God has called for, which is to keep His commandments. And I'm thanking God I live a saved life. I'm walking upright before God, pleasing God in everything that I do. And I'm just thanking God for the teaching. If it wasn't for the teaching, I wouldn't have that testimony. And I'm just thanking God for our pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Batiste. The elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that here, my boys, we do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. We're going to talk about being called out of darkness. We got one that's striving to live for God, striving to change their life, and this is what this is all about. Coming out of darkness into His marvelous light, and we have testimonies today. Sister Porsche, thank God for you, sister.
Thank God for being here, Pastor. Truly, God called me out of darkness into His marvelous light.
Thank God.
I can't thank God enough for the mind that I have, the life that I've chosen.
Thank
the scripture
God.
Says, great peace have they that love thy law, mm-hmm. and nothing shall offend them. And today I have great peace
thank
because
God.
I love God's law. Through the leading and guiding of God's anointed,
thank
I'm
God.
Striving daily. Thank God for being here.
Beautiful. Thank God for you, Sister Porsche. Thank God our brother Richard is with us. He's been with us a while here now, and he's striving to live for God. He has a mind to live holy. Thank God for you, bro.
Thank God. Thank God for my great pastor, all the saints. I'm very happy to be a part of this wonderful life, to live
thank
saved
God.
And striving to do all the commandments. Where I come from, they didn't teach commandments. They said
right.
it was done away with, but I know the truth, and
thank
I'm striving
God.
To do all 10. And I thank God. Thank God for our great pastor. Thank God for the teaching. And thank God for the saints.
Thank God for you, brother. Isn't that beautiful? They say you can't keep God's commandments. If you can't keep God's commandments, you cannot obey God, because God's commandment is His word. Our sister Anna, all the way from Tanzania, she's yet walking in the light. Thank God for you, sister.
Thank God for you, Pastor. I'm grateful for the opportunity to live for God and to being shown how to please God, knowing that this is the way. I never knew that this way existed, where people can live free from sin, please God, obey what God requires. I thank God for you, Pastor. Thank God for
God.
The examples we have in God, yes. Church. I'm grateful. I'm happy to be here, striving to maintain what I have obtained. Looking
right.
forward to growing old in God, Pastor. Thank,
thank God.
For being
Isn't
here.
That beautiful? Thank God for you, Sister Anna. In this way, we will not grow old, because we will never die. Thank God for Brother Daryl. He's been in the way. He's got a testimony. Thank God for you, bro.
Thanking God for being here. Glad to have a mind to live holy. Called out of darkness into His marvelous light, and
thank
now
God.
I sin not, and I'm striving to please God, marking the perfect man. Just glad to be here in the land of the living.
Thank God for you. Isn't that beautiful? Thank God. When we strive to live for God, if you don't have a childlike spirit, can't make it. That's why the choir is going to sing childlike.
Lord, let not my heart be haughty, nor my eyes lofty, no, I do testify. Trust in the Lord, on the mount I do feed. I behave and follow your lead. As a child that's weaned of his mother, my soul is even as a weaned child.
Wise on.
she'll die 100 years old, be converted and have a childlike spirit.
Mary to receive,
to them he gave power. In those a less hour, maintain a spirit.
Thank God for the choir. Thank God. Enjoyed that number. Thank God. Deacon Debbie, what's our announcements?
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now, our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Thank God for our anointing that's going on. Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy. For the stand they took, the life they lived, and we are continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. Deuteronomy 4:6 says, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Let's go to 1 Peter 2:1. I believe the scripture, and that's what we're here to do, to believe what the Holy Ghost inspired to write. It's God. We believe God, and God got a way to get a message to those that love him. It's through the scripture and through those he sent. 2:1, 1 Peter, what does it say?
Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envyings and all speakings.
All evil speaking. Now, when we strive to live for God, we got to keep this in our mind. This is the basics. And these are the things the enemy try to put back and creep in our hearts. Malice, guile, hypocrisies, envies, evil speakings, what?
As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby.
So if you sincerely think about the scriptures and what God is saying, the Lord said, I am the Lord and I change not. How can you change God's word from being the rest day, the Sabbath, the seventh day, to the first day of the week? That's God's word. It cannot change. If God changed, then why believe God? But God cannot lie. God is not a man, and God does not change. Read.
If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious.
What?
to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious.
That's a funny thing. We should all be aware of that. Most churchgoers, when you see them packed, that's probably not chosen of God. The things that God chose is very scarcely abided. God take the weak and beggarly things and confound the mighty. That's why the Lord said, Broadway is crowded, but straight is the gate that lead to life, and few. I don't mean that just because you got a small congregation of God, but if you're not keeping God's commandments, you're not of God. If you keep God's commandments, whether you got 5 million people or one, that's God. But people don't want the commandments, and that's what God chose. The commandments is the word, is because of ignorance. Right. What?
Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house.
Now, let's go to Revelation 19. Excuse me. St. John 1.
All right.
And 1. Let's go there. Thank God for knowledge.
Yes.
As I say, we have Nathaniel striving to change his life. He sent me a beautiful text. And he was pouring his heart out to God. That I want to change. I want to do so and so. But he wasn't talking to God. He was talking to me. God dwells in his anointed. And that's how you talk to God. Okay. Now, I don't want people to say, oh, so we can't talk to God? No, we got to come through you? No. But if you don't have a leader of God, your prayers ain't going nowhere. And if you're not one with that leader, your prayers ain't going nowhere. Yeah, we pray for one another. We pray with the leader as the leader prays.
Yes.
Spirit guides our spirit. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
St. John 1:1, what does it say?
In the beginning was the Word,
and
the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God.
What?
All things were made by him.
So everything was made by the Word, because the Word was God and is God. What?
And without him was not anything made that was made.
So anything that was made, the Word made it. Because the Word is God. Mm-hmm. Let's go to 19.
Yes. And this is the record.
No, read the fifth verse. And the light.
And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended.
That's another reason why so many don't keep the commandments, because they don't comprehend it. And many times the leaders that's teaching them these things don't know, because the ones that taught them don't know or didn't know. They have no comprehension of what the commandments is God's word. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Now let's go to Revelation 19 and 12.
Right.
We want to obey God's word, and we want to be in compliance with God's word and one with God's word. If you're not one with God's word, how can you be made? Because everything is made by the word. Everything is you and I, even today. So if you don't be in compliance, how can you be made? And I believe in the word that says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
Yes.
And more importantly, it's about living holy. 19 and 12, what does it say?
His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns.
You know that's God. What?
And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself.
What?
And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word
of beautiful?
God.
It's called the Word.
Yes.
But it was clothed in a vesture. That means flesh.
Right.
St. John, let's go back to St. John 1 and 14. Let's go there. It was clothed in flesh and dwelt among us. And guess what? The Word is doing the same thing today. It's in flesh. Isn't that beautiful? St. John 1:14, what does it say?
And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us.
What?
And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of
now,
the Father.
Now, wait a minute. The Word didn't change because it took on flesh?
No.
That's why when we take on the Word, we have to change to the Word. Word don't change to us. We changed to God's word, right? It was made flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory. We call his name Jesus, right?
Yes.
10th verse.
He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not.
The world don't know him today. So that means if you don't think the commandments should be kept as God's word, you're the world. Because the spiritual might understand that. This is spiritual. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
He came unto his own, and his own received him not.
No comprehension. They couldn't comprehend who he was. And many don't comprehend what this teaching is today, what it's all about. It's the same teaching Jesus taught. The commandments. Yes. What?
But as many as received him,
what?
To them gave he power to become the sons of God.
So when you say, well, I'm a son of God, I keep God's commandments. And they say, well, you walk on water? I thought we were all sons. And even though Jesus walked on the water, Peter did, Bartholomew didn't, so I don't have no problem saying I haven't. I didn't part the Red Sea either. Moses did. Jesus didn't part the Red Sea. Moses did. And I don't plan on going up in a chariot. But we don't know what we have for us, right? Read.
Even to them that believe on his name.
Even to them that believe on his name. Let's go back to 1 Peter 2. Let's read that. 2 and 5. Let's read that again.
Yes.
God is calling men and women out of darkness. We were called out of darkness. Yes. Nathaniel is on his way. Yeah. He's kept himself from cigarettes for the...
All right.
How long you been coming in here now? 2 weeks? How long? What? A month and a half, thank God. If you leave them cigarettes alone for a month and a half and women running in the streets, you can do it for the rest of eternity. Isn't that beautiful? You do it. Thank God. Now, what's keeping him? Now, that's the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost keep you. And if he got a mind not to sin, why would he go back to the weak and beggarly thing saying, well, I can do whatever I want to. I'm covered by the blood. That's weak. Because he's not with a mindset like that. Mm-hmm. 2 and 5, what does it say?
Ye also, as lively stones,
what?
Are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood,
what?
To offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ.
Isn't that beautiful? Spiritual sacrifices. Let's go there. Romans 7:14. Okay. Now, if you're going to offer up spiritual sacrifices, how can you do it unless you're not directed but by the Spirit?
Right.
Only a spirit knows what spiritual sacrifices are, right?
Yes.
A carnal mind don't know what a spiritual sacrifice is. 7:14, what does it say?
For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold unto sin.
So the law is spiritual. Why would God want to do away with his word? And that's spiritual. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
St. John 6:62.
All right.
The Lord is, and if we're going to be spiritual, we have to have the same mind and have the same tools he had. The same things to work with he did. He worked with the Spirit, with his word, and yielded to it. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, it's beautiful.
St. John 6:62, what did it say?
What, and if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before, it is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing.
Isn't that beautiful?
Nothing.
So we want to be spiritual. It's the Spirit. God's Ten Commandments is spirit.
Yes.
We have to give it life.
Yes.
Because when you give it life, it gives us life. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
So you kind of work together.
Yes.
Read.
The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life.
And they are life. Let's go to 1 Peter 2 and 5. Let's read that again. Thank God. Enjoyed those testimonies?
Yes, they were beautiful.
More importantly, when you know one's life, you can enjoy it. Isn't that beautiful? I wouldn't be able to enjoy that testimony if I saw them like once every 3 or 4 weeks. That's what a lot of these Sunday schoolers, they do. They drop in and drop out of church. And they ask, well, where you been? I slid back a little bit, but God showed me mercy. They ain't got God nowhere. God ain't even in the plan. The scripture tells us that. Isn't that beautiful? We'll get there. 2 and 5 would say,
ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house,
what?
And holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ.
What?
Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded.
What's 7 verse say?
Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious.
Now, you don't believe the commandments should be kept. How precious is that to say, I don't have no gods before me? And not make graven images, because that's what God was calling for, and not to take his name in vain. That's precious, but to so many, it's disallowed. So we ain't got to keep that, but this is what God chose. Why wouldn't God choose something you understand and can read, and to say, just show love? Jesus said love. There's no understanding just in the word L-O-V until you break it down.
Right.
And it's not don't mean anything if it don't coincide with God's word. Now, right, that's love.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
But unto them which be disobedient,
what?
The stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner.
Let's go to 1 Corinthians.
1 Corinthians.
1 Corinthians 1.
All right.
And 27.
All right.
Somebody that we might think was weak in the world and said they're always in trouble, this and that. That's just right for God.
Yes.
Gotta take the weak things or things you think that can't make it,
yes,
and God can show you with me, all things are possible.
Beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful? Thank God. God let you know, with me, all things are possible. 1 Corinthians 1, 27, what does it say?
But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise.
So,
and God has chosen.
You go over that church, they take you from your family. God take the weak things, things that are not chosen to confound things that are thought to be so much.
Yes.
That's what God does, always have. Many thought because pastor and teacher passed, the church would have folded.
Right.
They've been going on into the kingdom.
Yes.
And we're yet going into the kingdom. And we're in the kingdom.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful? And there's no end.
Thank God.
Nathaniel ain't the first one striving to live for God. You'll get over it. And you ain't the last.
No.
Read.
And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty.
What?
And base things of the world and things which are despised hath God chosen.
Things you don't like. I don't like Pastor Boyd. He always talking about people. Be careful. This is the thing God chose. The thing you despise, that's what God chose. So we try to have a mind not to be despising people and their offices, especially when God put them here. Because everything put here is for our growth. Everything here. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
Yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are.
Why?
That no flesh should glory in his presence.
That no flesh glory in his
presence.
Sorry, read a little more.
But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, whom of God is made
who?
Unto.
Who?
Who? God mm-hmm. is made unto us wisdom and righteousness.
So, the commandments is God.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And it says, keep therefore is your wisdom and your understanding. That's wisdom. Because
yes.
that is God.
Yes.
That's the Lord. Because the word it was made flesh.
Yes.
So, well, he's our righteousness. So is this. But a carnal mind cannot see that. Even though we're explaining it, the carnal mind don't catch the vision.
Right.
But it's not just for carnal minds. It's for those that want to live for God.
Yes.
You want to live for God, you will catch it.
Yes.
Read.
And sanctification
mm-hmm.
and redemption.
What?
That according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord.
Thank you. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Glory in the Lord. Let's go back to 1 Peter.
Mm-hmm.
And let's go to 2 and 9.
All right.
God called us out of darkness
yes.
into his marvelous light.
Yes.
And it's a light that's like no other light.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
It's a light like no other. What does it say? 2 and 9.
But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood.
So that means you have to be chosen for this.
Yes.
Nathaniel was chosen for this.
Yes.
What he do with it is another story.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But you were chosen. But I like what he says. He said, I'm tired of living like this life out here.
Yes.
I want to live for God. God
beautiful.
Heard you too.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
I'm here to tell you, God can deliver.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
He does that. Thank God. Yes, 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 yes. You got all the support you need. You may not eat like you used to, but you got everything you need. You don't be able to run the streets like you used to, but you got everything you need. You don't get no spirit when we say, well, take a brother with you. You're trying to come out of the world. You don't want to go out there and get caught. Next thing you know, you back into what you want to, what you, so I should have, what the $3 night say, mama told me not to come. Pastor told me not to go by myself. Take somebody with you. What you got is precious. What you have right now is a mind to change. That's precious. Because what you had was junk. That's not even in living for God's standards. It was just junky. In the world is junky because you're on your way down. But now you're on your way up. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
A royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people.
We're peculiar. That's why we don't just run to every riot and we don't do things like the world do it. So, you know, you come in, you know, and say, well, Pastor, let's go play some pool today. Aren't you working? Oh, yeah. We went to do that. It's a new plot. We got a new plot now. New plot, new course. And listen, don't get no spirit because I said that, because this is just what you got to kill. What you feel. Forget about what people think. It's about how you feel about God, how God feels about you. You said that, I want to please God. I want God to be pleased in my life. And God is pleased with it. Mm-hmm. Let's continue. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to the further. Read.
That ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous
light. So he calls out of darkness. Now let's show forth the praises of God. Yes. And he's doing that.
Yes,
dressing nice.
Yes, mm-hmm.
You don't wear the big baggy swaying pants anymore. We left all that stuff behind. We all did that stuff, whether we were, you know, in that time with the baggy pants, or, you know, I never wore earrings and all that stuff, but we were yet in the world. He's coming out of all that stuff. Isn't that beautiful? And God is helping him. He's working with it. Read.
Which in time past were not a people,
mm-hmm.
but are now the people of God.
So though we don't want him coming in, he knows better. He said, well, God showed me mercy. Well, if he showed him mercy because of his grandmother.
Yes.
Grandmother striving to live for God. God said, I bless your children, your children's children. But God is not blessing anyone that are not striving to keep his commandments. Because if he did, what's the point in having them?
Yes.
Read.
Which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
Now he got mercy. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Real mercy, not just the, what would you say, the kind of mercy that's on the periphery because of his mother.
Yes.
Kind of overflows.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
He got mercy. As long as he's striving to live for God, God is working with him. He got mercy. What?
Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers.
Let's go to, I don't want to go that far. Yes. Let's read 4:1. Let's go there.
Yes.
Because God wants us to show forth the praises.
Mm-hmm.
1 Peter 4:1, what does it say?
For as much then as Christ hath suffered for us in the flesh,
mm-hmm.
arm yourselves likewise with the same mind.
So wait a minute, that's how we're going to show forth the praises.
Yeah,
suffering in the flesh. That means the things your flesh normally want to do, you can't do that now. You can't sit around and say, I don't like the way that person looking at me.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't know that unless you were looking. Don't look at them.
Right.
Right? You won't know. You ain't got no problem. You just solved it. It's over. Just that fast. It's how we live now. We got to show forth God is in my life.
Right. Yes.
Like I said, man, saw this one man said, Marcus, I don't see God nowhere. We want to be able to, as the Lord said, when you see me, you see the Father.
Yeah.
They may not agree with what they're looking at, but that's what they want to see. That's what you want them to see, right? God wants to glorify him
yes.
by our life. Read.
Yes. For he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin.
What?
That he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men.
Well, wait a minute. That's what we just talked about.
Yes.
So he don't have that privilege. None of us. We don't have that privilege going out there. Just whatever we feel like doing,
no.
we want to do it.
No.
All of a sudden, somebody is breaking in and stealing electronics from the corner store. You're looking around, maybe I can get in on this. You can't do that. Now when you live for God, and more importantly, you want to walk away from that. Because when you don't become part of it, you say, well, no, wait a minute. We're one of the ones that don't buy and sell, right? Well, tell you, you ain't getting nothing? I don't want nothing. Jump you. Take what you got. Take your shoes, right? We come out of that life. So we stay away from stuff that looks like it might be a problem. That's what we teach here.
Yes.
We teach our sisters and men. Why would you go to a gas station at midnight?
Yeah.
Or go to this gas station and get all this, these bears hanging around these places and lions.
Yeah.
Go in the daytime. That's not wise. Wisdom, right?
Yes.
Okay, let's read.
But to the will of God.
But.
For the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles. When we walk in lasciviousness.
Well, I mean, that's the world now.
Yes.
Lasciviousness.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Lust.
Lust.
of wine, revelings, banquetings, and abominable
idolatries. What?
Wherein they think it strange that ye run not with them to the same excess of riot.
One thing that Nathaniel going to experience, I never asked him, but a lot of his acquaintances, if he had any, they probably won't acquaint with him too much more now. And one day, if ones don't change that you used to live with, like your sister, you ain't better get along with her either. Maybe you might, because she don't have no spirit against the saints, but a lot of your conversation going to be cut off. Father, uncle, but you got grandma. Grandma can talk. Okay. You got conversation. If she don't want to talk to you, come, I'll talk to you. Because she might still think, make sure you ain't the old Nathaniel. Talk. Okay, let's go to 1 Corinthians. No, let's go to 2nd chapter 2 and 13. Let's go there. 1 Peter 2 and 13.
2 and 13, yes.
Very important.
Yes.
To show forth the praises. Yes. How you do that? 2 and 13, what is it?
All right. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake.
Now, wait, that means we're not going to go out here, we as saints, I don't care who we work for, parking in no parking zone, piling up tickets. God ordained these powers to keep people in line. And we should be more compliant because we live for God. Law, no problem. Law ain't no terror to anyone unless you're in trouble, unless you've done something. Same thing. Why would we be afraid to worry about what somebody looking at? You haven't done anything, don't worry about it. You got to tell your mind that. And if you know that, you won't keep going backwards, looking and going on and on and on. You can cut that paranoid spirit off if you don't feed it. You can cut it off. Right. Paranoia runs in my family. I don't let paranoia control me or lead and guide me. That does, not paranoia. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
Whether it be to the king as supreme.
Read.
Or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evil.
So we honor everybody. I got no problem with mayors and governors and king. I don't have a problem with that. I'm going to comply. And I don't have no problem with the police. Police come up on me. I'm not going to act like, I'm not going to think, oh, man, you're going to treat me wrong because I'm this or that. I don't feel that way. I'm not going to think like that.
Right.
I'm going to try to think righteously.
Yes. Right.
Right, dividing things.
Right.
On the same token, if the police pull me over at midnight under no lighting zone, I'm going to drive till I find some light. That's just wisdom. He's telling me pull over and it's a street all dark. I'm going to 7-Eleven. I'm going to say, follow me to 7-Eleven. And if I didn't know 7-Eleven, I said, follow me to the police station. Lead the way, I follow you. I'm not, that's just wisdom. I'm not suspecting no problem, but I'm not getting out no car in no dark street. That's not paranoid. That's just being aware of today's situations, right? Okay, come on. Read.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.